It may be another 9 months until the football season returns, but federal managers have another team sport they can play in the meantime. It's called innovation. Yes, innovation, it's not a contact sport, but a contract sport. That's according to the Partnership for Public Service. Joining me with more, how you can play without getting hurt, Ron Sanders, principal author of the new study on how agencies can team up with industry and academia. Ron, good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Tell us a contract sport called innovation. What do you mean by that?
Well, Tom, truth be told, we didn't start out with that conclusion. We wanted to look at innovation in federal agencies, and you know this as well or better than I do. The federal government gets the rub that it's not very innovative, and people forget that you've got organizations like DARPA and all of the other ARPAs that have sprung up and other even more obscure organizations that have created and driven innovations that affect our daily lives, everything from GPS and the internet, the Velcro and Tang. I bet you don't remember Tang.
I never have a morning without it.
There are just an unlimited number of innovations that can be traced back to something the federal government has done. So, that, you know, at the end of the day, the federal government is innovative. And we wanted to look at those agencies that are driving that innovation. And what we found, interestingly, if you'll pardon a little play on words, is that in every one of those cases, it took a village. It was the agency partnering with contractors and academics and grantees and think tanks, just a network of people all engaged in trying to focus on mission and outcomes and trying to find innovative solutions. So it's the bottom line is the federal government can, in fact, drive innovation. Innovation that changes our lives, but it is a team sport, a contract sport, if you will.
In this context, then, you're really talking about much more than how innovation has been used in recent years, which is digital innovation and online services, but to a whole range of scientific and engineering endeavors.
Oh, everything. In fact, one of the organizations we talked to is the Intelligence Advanced Research and Projects Agency, and they're busy trying to find an innovative new way of conducting lie detectors, moving away from traditional polygraph, which everyone knows is not especially accurate. Are there other ways to tell whether somebody's telling the truth? So very, very practical sorts of applications like that. And Tom, one of the things we wanted to do as we discovered this is ask, are there practices that these cutting-edge innovative agencies use that help them incent innovation and mitigate the risk aversion that we know is so prevalent in the federal workplace, and actually import those practices to the government at large, the day-to-day, more mundane procurements around new IT systems or business process reengineering, things like that. Can we import those practices to drive innovation even at those levels?
And so what are some of the top two or three practices that produce this kind of innovation?
So some of these are a little bit intangible, which surprised us a bit. There are some tangible things like incentives, contests, rewarding people for innovation, a sort of micro approach to procurements, breaking it up into small bits that can be rapidly procured, rapidly produced, rapidly assessed, a tolerance for failure that's built in on the front end, because innovation incurs risk, and risk requires some failure in order to learn and progress. Some sort of sharing of intellectual property rights so that the people who invent something for the government can actually retain some of those rights to commercialize it. Transparency in requirements, transparency in the result. The more transparency, the better. Boiling a frog rather than trying to boil the ocean, starting small with pilots, especially for agencies that are just beginning to experiment with this. And frankly, Tom, the most important and maybe the most intangible is that this takes real leadership. Leadership at the agency level, leadership in the acquisition community, to say to procurement professionals, who in turn can say this to contractors, don't be afraid to innovate. We know it takes risk. We'll give you top cover, so long as those risks are reasonable, so long as we're making progress towards a better end result for the taxpayer, then that risk is okay. And oh, by the way, if you fail along the way, again, if it's failure for the right reason, because you tried something new and different, we'll cover for you.
We're speaking with Ron Sanders, vice president and fellow at Booz Allen and principal contributor to the Partnership for Public Service's new study, Innovation is a Contract Sport. What about innovation in federal process? Because agencies are process-oriented because that's just the way they are. And so we've been talking about innovations that result in something external that the world can use and adopt, like Tang or maybe slightly more profound products. But what about for the processes that operate the government itself? Can those be innovated in some way such that the government itself is the beneficiary and therefore, by extension, the citizens that come to the government for service?
Tom, I think what we found has some application to that as well. First, in the report, we do catalog a number of innovations in the acquisition process itself, not in the end result, but in the process. Things like the 360 reviews that GSA has pioneered, our modular or parallel contracting, or this micro-contracting that a number of the research labs have experimented with, as well as other agencies that aren't involved in the R&D business. So there are process innovations that can improve acquisition and, if properly managed, can also incent innovation. And then there are the, as you suggested, government is very, very process-oriented. The acquisition process notwithstanding, whether it's federal employees looking at a business process or whether it's federal employees and their contract partners looking at a business process. Again, it all comes down to incentives, in many cases intangible ones. One of our interviewees has experimented with the use of leaderboards. Who is actually leading the race in innovation? No monetary rewards associated with it, just professional pride. And again, I think those kinds of tools can apply whether you're creating the next Tang or whether you're looking at some mundane process that, in fact, has significant impact on citizens.
Maybe one of these days we'll get Tang with pulp, so it'll really seem like orange juice. But in looking across the range of innovations that you uncovered in this study, are there any that seem particularly impressive that were achieved using those principles that you outlined earlier?
Yes, we heard of lots. And in fact, there are a couple of case studies that we feature in the report. One that's especially relevant this time of year is the complex multi-party dance that occurs every year to produce flu vaccines. And you don't think of that as an innovation unless all of the people involved guess wrong and they pick the wrong strain or they don't produce enough. And then, of course, then the spotlight shines. But that's a process in which there are lots of micro innovations every day and every week that lead to identifying the next strains, prioritizing to pick the right ones, and then producing it. And of course, all of the vaccinations are produced by pharmaceutical companies working hand in glove with HHS's own version of an ARPA called BARDA, one of those obscure agencies that really does have an impact on people's lives.
All right. Ron Sanders is vice president and fellow at Booz Allen and principal contributor to the Partnership for Public Service study, Innovation is a Contract Sport, and that's available online?
Yes, it is, Tom. And let me mention one other thing, that Booz Allen and the partnership are going to try to identify those innovations that you just touched on. You're familiar with the partnership's SAMMY Award, Service to America Medal.
Indeed, yes.
We're going to try to identify the best ideas in government. I like to call it the biggies, but I get yelled at when I use that term. But think of a contest to identify the next Tang or the next Velcro or the next GPS. Because we think government, working hand in glove with all of its various partners, deserves to be recognized for the innovations that change our lives and, in fact, are rarely rewarded and recognized.
All right, Ron Sanders, we'll have a link to that study, a link to all the other information you mentioned, and you can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.